the government of my life. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. If the government of my life is to be upon his shoulder, I must stop making decisions based on reason or duty. If I know that of mine own self I can do nothing, then my total reliance must be upon the still, small voice inside. Because I can do nothing of mine own self, that means I cannot even distinguish the still, small voice. How can I obey what I cannot even distinguish? This is where the government is on his shoulders. I cannot rely upon myself for anything. I totally depend upon him, the spirit that I am. I just do what I feel to do, say what I feel to say, as my mind is stayed on him, not on what I ought to do or say, or what is the reasonable thing to do or say. Isaiah 26:3, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And no matter what the outcome, I don't begin questioning and second-guessing what I did or said. No, I keep my mind stayed on God and my faith in his promises to walk and talk in me. I never again take the government of my life upon my own shoulders. Some trust in horses and chariots, some in their own ability to make the right decisions. But I trust in the name, nature of God, the nature that is ready and willing to take full responsibility for running, guiding, directing, that which he begot out of himself. What I haven't heretofore realized is that when I take the government of my life upon my own shoulders, which are in no way equipped to bear that burden, as did the prodigal son, my father doesn't interfere. He just patiently and eagerly awaits my return, my coming to myself, coming to the realization that I don't have to remain in the pigsty of self-indulgence, which I've dug for myself, nor yet in the chains of duty that the elder brother put upon himself. We are all free to live the life of abundance when we can hear our Father say, All that I have is yours. But none of us will know this freedom until we understand what it means to let the government of our lives be upon our Father's shoulders.